This coming Friday now, all our county reps meet, and they will be putting in place industrial action measures up to strike action, you know. So that goes ahead on Friday to see what kind of format that's going to take.
As you say, talks have been ongoing. What does the NRFA want to avoid this type of action?
What they want is meaningful discussion from the government agencies. Like, the Retaining Fire Service is a model that was established back post-World War II, late 40s, early 50s. And in fairness, now facilities, equipment and all has improved, but the way the service is delivered isn't fit for purpose now, like in 2022, you know. There's a society's changed immensely. So it has, being a retained firefighter means you're on call 24/7. So it is for a minimum of 48 weeks of any 1 year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it just doesn't suit society today. Like, even in Donegal, in fairness, now nationally, it'll be a bigger issue. And say, in a busier counties, but counties with more employment options, like maybe chemical factories, tech wars, whatever else. But Donegal, uniquely, because of our geographic positioning, is now starting to experience what the rest of the country has been experiencing for this last decade. Now, even as we speak today, I think out of the 15 stations in Donegal, that there's at least 7, if not 8 of them, that's understaffed because of recruitment and retention issue, you know.
So in terms of part of what might fix this, is it to improve the terms for retained firefighters, or does it need a complete overhaul? I know this is to be negotiated around the table if you can get them to the table, but, you know, you say it's not fit for purpose. What could be done to make it fit for purpose?
Well, we've made a few suggestions and brought them to government. What basically the firefighters are looking for is a more work-life balance. As I say, like, they're restricted to 2.5 kilometres from their station. They work and live, you know. As I say, people with stations now are down. Members, like a single pump station is 9. Like maybe Cairn Donagh or Letterkenny, Buncrana, the two pump station was supposed to be 15. Letterkenny at the minute now is a single pump station. They're down to about 9, if not 10. So they are, which puts serious pressure on the other members, because it's usually long term by the time they get people recruitment in place.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts an awful lot of pressure on the remaining fire service firefighters there. As I say, there's zero work-life balance. What the NRFA are suggesting is they pay the firefighters the average industrial wage, which in turn would sort their pension issue. Their pension for firefighters is about a fifth of the national public servant, so it is. And what they are trying to achieve is that they want to get mortgages. Being a firefighter now, you get paid a retainer. Like a new entrant there is about €8,000 per annum, and that's the only money they're guaranteed. So therefore, when they go looking for a mortgage, they find it very, very difficult, probably nearly impossible to get a mortgage. And it just doesn't work. The system doesn't work anymore.
And in terms of if firefighters were paid the average industrial wage, would that be alongside also being work part-time, or effectively make them full-time members of the fire service?
Well, all firefighters want to be firefighters, Greg. Mm. They've been put in a position now. They take the firefighting very, very, very seriously. So they do in their local communities. It would mean that, well, it is, as of now, it is their primary thought every day, you know, is all about being a firefighter.
Yes.
Not about painting and decorating or anything else. It's just a wee sideline, you know.
And what does a strike look like? Because obviously, you know, this is the emergency services here and are only called out for the most part, you know, when there's a serious problem. So what does a retained firefighter's strike look like?
Well, as I say, we'll know more about that format that it's going to take, the shape that it's going to take now from Friday on. So it is. I know it's something that they're very, very, very reluctant to do. As I say, firefighters live and work in their own communities. They're their own people. They really do not want to go on strike of any kind. So they don't. Now, we had a motion from the government in November 2022 The minister come back. Now, this doesn't lie fairly and squarely with the minister now. The LGMA, the Local Government Management Agency, as you know, Greg, are over all the retained fire services in Ireland. And as I say, they're very, very reluctant to go on strike. Mm. But at this stage now, they feel that they have no choice. When the last COIN report was ran by the department back at the end of 2022, 60% of firefighters stated nationally that they were seriously considering leaving the service within the next 18 months. So either way, the fire service is going to collapse with or without strike. It's just not there. People are, look, at the end of the day, the general public ring 999, ask for the fire service. This big red lorry turned outside with five or six people on it, you know. People aren't aware of the sacrifices that these firefighters make and their families. Mm-hmm. To be honest,
I think too, I'd say a lot of people learning for the first time this morning about this obligation to gain employment within 2.5 kilometres from the fire service. I mean, in a county like ours, that really limits your options. And then, of course, you end up presumably having to sign on. And then that income from the fire service is not guaranteed at a particular rates. It'd be difficult even to get somewhere to rent in this day and age with those shackles on.
Definitely. The restrictive nature is just, I suppose the best way we can put it, what we usually use, is COVID-19. Mm. Greg, when them restrictions come into place, you're 2 kilometres and wherever else. Well, a firefighter lives under them restrictions 24/7, you know. It's a serious amount of commitment to be a retained firefighter. So it does. Employers are very, very reluctant to employ a retained firefighter for the simple reason is that you must be mobilised from time of alert within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That means wherever you're at, you drop, you go, and you're out the door in the appliance within 5 months. That's the national standard set there by the department. So you can see how employers would be very reluctant in today's age to employ a retained firefighter. So the firefighters then are actually left with no choice but to go to the local IMTRO offices and apply for job seekers' benefit, which is probably ridiculous. There's not enough public service out there that it takes the Department of Social Protection to bump up their wages to make sure that they can live. You know, it just does not work anymore.
And is there a sense that, I mean, obviously you said firefighters want to be firefighters, and you would have to because of there's mm-hmm. very few people can actually do it. Do you think, a little bit like some would argue with the nurses and teachers, that sort of, you know, the sense of community and wanting to help your fellow person is almost being exploited, like this is some sort of a devotion rather than an actual job?
That's correct. For years or historically, that's the way it would have been seen, you know. But as time moved on and whatever else, it became a very, very much a professional, which it is. It's a very unique set of skills to become a firefighter. There's a very small percentage of the population out there would qualify for a firefighter. Like, retained firefighters are equally trained as full-time firefighters, the exact same training. The only difference is the full-time firefighter knows when he's on, knows when he's off, and he can live wherever he wants as long as he's there. They start his shift. But as in relation to training or anything else, it's exactly the same. Probably more so, the retained firefighter actually could be, believe it or not, more qualified than the full-time firefighters that's out there at the moment, you know. Like, employment is a big issue that employers now are no longer willing. Even a lot of county councils themselves. Now, if you work in the road section, Donegal County Council, apply for a job in the fire service, well, you can go ahead and apply. But if you are successful in your application to the fire service, you must make up your mind that you're either going to become a firefighter or a road work or stay on the roads. Mm. One of the two. You can't do both, you know. So it's a bit contraindicated when you're looking for all employers to release firefighters, but the local authorities won't do it themselves.
Okay, so you say the whole, you don't want to go ahead with this strike action, so you would hope,
absolutely
would you?
Not.
You would hope, would you, that this will bring Minister, it's Dara O'Brien's responsible for this area as well, isn't it?
You would hope Dara O'Brien.
Him and his agent, you'd hope it would bring him or his agents to the table to have meaningful conversations about finding a resolution then.
Yeah, in fairness to the Minister now, as you know, the ministers elected there, but then you have the, what do we like to say, the faceless people within the government departments, you know. Like the LGMA is officially responsible for the running of the Ruthenian Fire Service. You also have the NDFEM there, which is the National Fire and Emergency Department. But you know, they can only recommend to the LGMA. They actually can't, they're only in an advisor capacity. Look, you know, truth be told, the fire service has been on its knees, and they're all saying it was not fit for purpose for the last 20 years. Back in 2002, Mr. Minister Dempsey got an independent report called the Farrell Grant Sparks Report, and that was in 2002. And their first, their conclusion was that the Ruthenian Fire Service was not sustainable in 2022. The society has changed that much that it's not, and it needs urgent reform. But that was in 2022. That's nearly, you know, that's over 20 years ago, heaven for a quarter of a century ago. Yeah. But nothing has changed in the way the service is delivered, you know.